Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith, Bob Babich, made him DC. What was it like for you to see him on the stage inducting Brian Urlacher into the Hall of Fame?
A lot of emotions that go through your head. Two of my favorite people on the stage. At the time, I don't know if they knew when he ended up in Canton. Had an idea of that. I'm going to say the same thing about Devin Hester. When you're the best, naturally, you should be in the Hall of Fame.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Between a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant fly to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Hear every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Quickly, Corey, give me the swag. Who's the name on the team you got the swag?
Turbo. Woo! Turbo Gabriel.
Turbo. Look at Tariq. Little Smokey. That's enough swag for the entire 53. Bears up 27-16. We love you, Tariq.
Mullet and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to The Score. That was the frat party last night. And
in the booth.
Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing, and most of all, David.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Want to thank Dustin for being Dustin. Eli, thank you so much for coming in and helping us, because
thank you, Eli.
Everyone else was apparently out for various reasons, but we still want to thank Kebbo and Ray for their contributions. And now we're delighted to welcome in our colleagues and Dan Bernstein.
Morning, guys.
And our friend
Connor. Morning. Good morning.
Because
good morning.
Of your anti-Loyola thing, I got reminded that you turned against me earlier. We were talking about how many championships you'll see in your lifetime, and we went over every team and whether or not they could win one. And Eli said, well, what about Loyola? Can they win one? And I said, not when Dan's going against
them. You've got to count a Final Four as a championship, though.
I kind of was.
I
count that as a start.
Okay, there you go.
That's the beginning. Right.
It's one step on a long road.
This year, the semifinal.
To glory.
And
that's, you got to count that. That's a title. That's a win. You got to take that.
That's
come
a win.
On.
You know, I've really spoken as a true Dookie. Every time you're in the Final Four, you think you won a championship.
Yeah, that's me, Mr. Duke fan.
We're all about shutting down Sheridan Road and the old days of 63. The old glory days of the only team in Illinois to win a national championship. Did you know that? They're the only team in Illinois.
It's true.
Illinois
That's
got
right.
to a title, but lost to North Carolina.
Sean May putting it to
yeah.
them. They couldn't
Sean
stop
May.
The giant
very,
dancing
very nice.
Bear, right? It's yeah, that was. I'm still recovering from whatever that Bears thing was last night. I
that
wow.
broadcast was hard to stay with, and I understand.
Wow.
I read the article about.
I did too.
About, you know. It's Keith Brandt, right?
Yes.
And he's
Kyle Brandt.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's a local guy, and he's a very, you know, well-educated guy, and he's, you know,
and he's good on his show. I like him on the NFL Network. I like him on Good Morning Football.
It was a very unconventional broadcast, and sometimes I just like to hear, like, a normal broadcast. It felt like, somebody said on Twitter, it felt like somebody had won a prize at a golf outing. And got to come into the book because he did have that kind of frat boy feel to the whole thing.
And I don't mind a little outside the box thinking, and the preseason is time to experiment with stuff like that. That's okay. I mean, I'm certain that these games aren't going to look and sound in 10 years the way they've looked and sounded all our lives. Yeah, we talked about it, the TV product. The gamers are used to a different angle, the Madden angle. I love that. The idea of more bells and whistles on the screen. I'm cool with that, too. And maybe there's a point where we don't need traditional play-by-play because graphically everything's there. We've got an indicator. We've got an arrow saying, this is the guy who has the ball. This is down in distance. And maybe it's just running commentary like you have on Twitch. But I didn't want to hang out with those people.
Unconventional shouldn't make the viewer be uncomfortable.
Right. If they were sitting, if you're at a party and those people are sitting at a couch in the corner, I'm walking away.
Well, I those people wouldn't want to hang out with me. I mean, I know probably. Jim. Out of that group, I know Jim best, and I know he doesn't have a lot of time for me, and I don't blame him.
The whole thing sounded...
He's got better things to do.
But didn't it sound like the kind of conversation you want to avoid because you know it's just going to be bad sports thoughts, and you're just going to want to blow your brains out?
I just thought it was a little too...
Well, I think what it did is, to me, it revealed that watched
when they brought the beer funnel out. That was
probably a little too much.
Let's go streaking. That guy was so shot out of a cannon, and he was so fan. You know, just
it's the thing. You watch sports because you want insight, right? You want insight. You want some sort of think of things that way you might not have thought of them. I don't know that you want 3 hours or whatever it was of just being kind of buddy talk with people you don't really know.
Well, that's less than 3 hours.
35 seconds.
And people didn't know each other.
I'm sure there's a segment of fan base that didn't mind the broadcast, that maybe liked being brought into that. But I think you make a good point. When you watch a broadcast, you want to hear stuff that you didn't know, that you couldn't have come up and said. And that was... three guys watching the game on the couch.
To Dan's point, typically if you're meeting someone for the first time and they start, okay, fine, you get along, the first couple jokes are funny, but then if they continue to talk about themselves, you kind of want to walk away. And it seemed like there was a lot of that, just kind of like, okay.
It was just the grab ass level of all of it. It's
too cheerleady. It was Baghdad Bob credibility level, right? We will bury you. We are about to have the final assault. You felt like the Bears were on their way to the Super Bowl the way they were talking about. Well, what about the first play? What would you run in the first play up in Green Bay? Okay, let's say you get 8 yards on that one. Now, second play, you're opening it up. Like, really?
I'll be leaving now.
I thought Jim Miller pierced through with some, broadcast stuff, some actual content here and there, because that's what he does.
Football-y stuff.
Yeah, content. He'll just say football over that.
Right. His favorite thing is saying National Football League or football.
One of my favorite things to hear, quite frankly.
The word football?
I love when people say National Football League.
Yeah,
it just makes me happy.
I heard you coming in, setting up your, the Joe Fortenbaugh segment, and just your pure joy.
Oh, I
from
love
Mike
talking
pure,
to Joe.
Pure joy knowing that we have settled into our fall football schedule.
I love this time of year. I really love it. And I'm curious if you guys had the same feeling I did, Dave and I were talking about when we got in this morning. I'm trying to watch everything. I know I got to keep up on everything.
Right.
But that Northwestern game, I was sitting there like, oh my God, I love college football. I forgot how much I loved college football. And I got a weekend of college football. I just have to watch football. I just couldn't.
Especially a game as entertaining as that one turned out to be.
Well, the first half. It was just so much fun.
Well, yeah, the first. But even,
I liked the second. It was tense down to the end.
Yeah, you're right. There was a lull in the second and into the early third, and then Northwestern makes a stop, and Purdue makes that ridiculous penalty happen.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, what are
Lorenzo
you doing?
Neal.
You're right. You're right. And you saw some of the, Rondale Moore make some big plays like a freshman.
Oh, my goodness.
I had never heard his name before.
Top recruit out of Kentucky.
He's making all kinds of cuts and dead-legging a guy. I mean, that was awesome.
Rocket Rondale Moore.
Yeah. That was great.
The guy's like, did he just do a Walter Payton?
Yeah, he did.
Gave him a pony step right in the middle of the field.
That was
great. It is so much the college product, and I know the pros are better. I'm not going to...
Right.
And I always like to watch the best at what they do. I generally prefer pro, no matter what. I want to see the absolute elite in any sport. However, I'm also acutely aware of how heavy the NFL feels. There's always something, or there's something with replay, or something with a rule, or something with... they've got all the military stuff going on. There's just something about the college game now that's more fun. In general, it's just lighter and more fun.
But David pointed out, you know, we've been following college scandal. I mean, there's some horror stories going on in college football, and we've, you know, you're just disgusted by a lot of this stuff that's happening, and you look at all these storylines, and then you start watching the product. And it's like, just fantastic.
What scandal?
It was fantastic. Right.
After, exactly. Well, after we get past the Urban Meyer standing ovation, right?
Right. Exactly. Oh, that's going to happen. Good God, that's going to happen.
On the limbs. All right, let's watch him run.
I love college football, Dan. And you're right about this, I think, because it is imperfect. Because you don't know what's going to happen. I think it's one of the things that you like. From year to year, it's less predictable. I don't know what to expect from Notre Dame, Michigan. I have no idea what either team is going to bring from their quarterback, from their defense. Notre Dame's got a new offensive line. And yet, I know that I'm going to be captivated for 3 hours.
Yeah, and the referee isn't going to look like an angry bodybuilder. You know, maybe. I mean, maybe. You never know. A college referee, it's some big pear-shaped guy. Like, first down, he grabbed him by the thingy, and that's 15 yards. I got to go talk to him now.
See, I like the contrasting styles that we get in college football, too. The idea that you can have Oregon and whatever that offense is going to look like this season go up against Stanford, right? This pro style, five tight ends and six different linemen, and we don't need wide receivers, and then, just Bryce and Love gets the football right away. Yeah,
triple option,
or Georgia Tech. Like, I love that stuff. I love the fact that you've got those styles going against each other, and you got to figure out week to week how to make that work. And most often it's just find the guy who was the five-star recruit, hand him the football, and
like Purdue did last night.
Yeah, figure something out.
The only issue with college football is that the games are 5 hours.
It's that game went on.
It's like, I'm tired.
I fell asleep in front of it. And I was saying to David, like, I knew, like, oh, no, I'm violating every rule. I've got to go to bed. I can watch this in the morning. I can't stay up this late. How do you turn that off? I just couldn't turn it off.
I'll do this every week or every year. College football has that weekend. You get the Friday and the Saturday and the Sunday and sometimes a Monday. And then the next week, the NFL kicks off. And halftime in the NFL is like 9 seconds. I mean, they end it. Yeah. They go into the locker. They come out of the locker room and it's done. College, both bands have to play. Wow, the swimming team gets announced for their championship over the season, which is all well and good, but halftimes are like the 45 minutes in college football. It's forever. You can go out and buy a frozen pizza, preheat the oven.
He's right.
It's one of the reasons the students aren't
the
there.
Pizza.
It's a huge reason why they can't fill student sections.
It is too long. No question.
Too long.
They don't sell beer at the college.
I knew I was going to watch Notre Dame, Michigan. I know that's on the that's on the docket. I got to do
that. Take a nap.
What I didn't know is that I can't wait for Washington Auburn. I just can't wait to see these teams go at each other. It's for the reason you just described.
I know exactly. I got in the habit last year. I think it's for Friday night. The Pac-12 game of the week goes on ESPN late at night.
Dark.
Oh, my gosh. Washington State, I could tell you everything about their team last year.
That's fantastic.
I used to love watching Washington State. And then another team, because it's just, it draws you in.
It does.
It's a different style of play.
We went to an Arizona State Colorado game last year. We did our Arizona Fall League trip, and we swung through Sun Devil Stadium because it's awesome. And the view is fantastic. It was like, we showed up at the second half because we watched the Arizona Fall League All-Star game. Showed up the second half, it was 17-14, something like that. Ball kicks in the air. 2 plays later, there's a touchdown. This thing ends 43-37 or whatever the hell it was. I mean, no one plays in Pac-12 after dark. The rules.
That's why you watch, Connor. That's why you watch.
No one cares about defense. It's great.
Well, Big 12 games are like Big 12.
Oh God, no!
It's all like 72-68. That's why I'm watching basketball.
But to inject a quick football-y thought here. Northwestern, what stood out to me last night was they're pretty athletic for a Northwestern team. That defense, pretty athletic. They made some plays.
Yeah, their linebackers moved. They took away space quickly. There were a lot of tackles made close enough to the line of scrimmage.
That's a great win for them.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
You know, and apparently there's more pressure than I thought, more whispers about their facility.
Oh my gosh, Dan, you've
imagined.
Seen it?
Oh, it's incredible. Well,
sure. I mean, I know that, I mean, even like Blair Kamen and the architecture critics are raving about it as a structure independent of football, but I didn't know the level of envy that has got the grumbling that you hear from other programs. They're like, look at Northwestern, the rich kids on the lake. They get to the North Shore. Look at they get over there. Like maybe it's time for them to win a national championship or something. You know, there's a lot of that right. going on. Saying, but hey, just, well, you know, money talks, right?
They haven't had back-to-back 10-win seasons, right? That's the big goal this year. And you started out with a huge win on the road. And presumably the quarterback gets healthier and better, and the minutes limits, which – didn't seem to
the pitch count.
Count. Yeah, the pitch count didn't seem to matter at the end.
No, but, that's a remarkable recovery.
Yep.
That he's back playing.
What was it eight
nine,
months?
9 months. December 29th, I think.
Yeah, that's a.
He makes Adrian Peterson turnaround. Look like a layabout.
A layabout.
Yeah, who's our go to for the all time quick healer? The Russell Westbrook, right? That's the guy that would have his knee scoped and be back the next night, 48 hours later, dunking on everybody.
Some professional wrestler. What are you nuts? Yarr. Those guys, their comebacks are unbelievable. All right, what do you got going?
Well, we've got, after moving some things around yesterday, it's going to be Rich Campbell at 9:40 because cuts should be rolling in over the course of our show. Yeah. We're going to keep a close eye on Twitter and have all that information for you as it happens. Pete Futek will preview the college football weekend at 10:40, the midday midway at 11. Matthew Trueblood of Baseball Prospectus at noon. He wrote
he hit one out of the park.
A deep dive on Javier Baez. Scouting, video, stats, everything that he's doing to become what he's become, where he ranks historically for shortstops at age 25. I mean, he's on a list with Ernie Banks and A-Rod and Tulowitzki and some pretty phenomenal all-time names for what he's doing. And he's going to tell us all about what Javier Baez is, what he sees in Baez. That's going to be at noon and a bunch of surprises and things.
All right, we'll be listening.
Have a good show.
Have a great weekend, guys.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is Mark Melusis with a CBS Sportsman. And how about Cardinals wideout Larry Fitzgerald, one of six speakers at a memorial service for Senator John McCain on Thursday in Arizona. McCain, an American hero, passed away last Saturday at the age of 81 from brain cancer. He said over the years, he and McCain developed a meaningful relationship to the point where Fitzgerald felt compelled to visit Vietnam because he wanted to see the places where the will of John McCain was tested and forged. I saw the lake. I walked the steps, I sat in the cell, and the ordeal that my friend survived became all the more real. Fitzgerald added that McCain was an iconic figure who judged people by the merit of their character and the content of their hearts, who celebrated differences and championed humanity. Well said, Larry. I'm Mark Melusis.
This isn't a commercial. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's actually far more important. Deaths on Illinois roadways due to drunk or buzzed drivers are on the rise. Each year in Illinois, over 300 people die in drunk driving crashes. That means everyone you know, including yourself, are at risk. And it's up to you to choose life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good.
Hurry in to JCPenney for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30 month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 8/23 to 9/12. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop! Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family has big plans for Labor Day weekend, but our outfits aren't measuring up.
Then get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's huge Labor Day sale is on now. Get 50% off all jeans, 50% off all dresses, 50% off all tees, and 50% off all sweatshirts and hoodies for the whole family.
50% off all those styles? That's a big deal.
So is this. Styles start at just $6 at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Change of plans. We're spending the weekend at Old Navy.
High fashion. Old Navy. Valid 8/30 to 9/3. Excludes in-store clearance. Active licensed and men's package tees.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Trey Burton with us, McNeil and Parkin.
I really want to be known for off-the-field stuff. Trying to, you know, end this gun violence. You know, there's multiple things that, you know, we can look at here in Chicago, and that's another reason why I signed here.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole, along with other health and fitness leaders, and your host, Steve Cashel.
We know the operation works. You lose time by trying non-surgical treatment, so we're going to pull the trigger sooner than we used to, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Trey Burton with us, McNeil and Parkin, on The Score. So, we alluded to you throwing the ball in the Super Bowl last year. What's the coolest thing that's come from being the guy who threw the pass in the Philly special?
Oh, man, the coolest thing. This has been a ton of opportunity to do some cool. I guess, like, the ESPYs was pretty cool. You know, something I've always dreamed of going and attending, you know, and we were actually up for a couple of awards during that show. Just being a part of that, being a part of the Super Bowl history, you know, no one can ever take that away from myself or my family. And my kids got to experience it, and my wife did as well. So it was just a really special time.
Yeah, you wore that jacket with the play, like, lining in the suit, right?
For the ESPYs.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a Honda CRV? Search ContinentalHonda.com for the Continental Difference.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Theo Epstein.
We try to always be in a position where we have more quality choices than we have available spots in a given day for a given lineup. And that's what helps you win. That's what not only what helps you get through 162, but it's what helps you win on a game-to-game basis, because we have the ability to customize our lineup and the product that we put out that day for our starting pitcher, for the opponent's starting pitcher, for the environment that the game is being played in that day, for what we want the bench to look like, for matchups that we anticipate happening at key moments of the game. So it's just going to make us stronger.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Happy pre-long weekend Friday. The Bernstein and McKnight Show broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. We've got Rich Campbell of the Tribune. It is likely cut-down day.
No, it's cut-down
at Halas Hall. Starting to get some reports and some rumors of activity occurring at Halas Hall.
Yeah, they're from unconventional sources and reports, but we can feel them.
I can't go with it.
No,
but,
not yet.
Thanks to the rideshare driver that is reporting the name of the person.
We appreciate you. Yes. Keep it up. We got to second source these things.
Yeah, we see your work in there. I'm sure you're right. I have no reason to. I don't know who would make up something like that just to entertain oneself. I don't doubt that this player was cut and that you are picking him up at Halas Hall in your car.
Also, don't text and drive.
Yes.
You will not get the 5-star rating from me if you text and drive.
Rich Campbell at 9:40, Pete Futek, 10:40, Midday Midway at 11, Matthew Trueblood of Baseball Prospectus at noon. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's our phone number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and maybe the occasional wayward sex to start our weekend and get us all hot and bothered.
3 days, why not?
67011, you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, it is Bernstein_MCK. He, the guy decked out in his badger red.
I am not decked out. I am wearing one piece of Wisconsin clothing because it's the first day of the season.
Fanboy.
Baby.
Come on.
I can't name more than 4 players on that team right now.
Sure you can.
I keep it. Nope.
How
I
dare
keep it.
You like the college you went to,
I keep
Connor?
It right there. Fanboy. I keep it right there. I keep it right on the edge, right on the precipice of knowing too much and watching.
School is for the students. He is at C1 McKnight. I am at...
Yeah, because fun is only for... You're insane.
I am at Dan_Bernstein. Our producers today are Eli Hershkovich.
Guys, let's look forward again to Green Bay. If you could pick what the first play would be against the Packers, the very first play they run, what's the play, Jim, and how does it go?
I want to see Jordan Howard on a power play.
Okay.
Just to let Green Bay know he's coming now, and he'll be coming in the fourth quarter.
I'm going to go on the opposite side. I'm going to take a shot deep.
Oh, okay.
My man, Allen Robinson, up top.
You know, I think there would be a breath of relief if Allen Robinson gets out there and makes a big play early on. Give me a double reverse pass by Tariq Cohen.
Whoa.
Let's get this thing going. If he can throw it. If we're talking hypotheticals here, yes, let's throw it down the field.
You're pulling out all the tricks first play, huh?
Trey Burton Philly special play.
Yeah.
One.
We call it the Windy special now.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Changed
the Windy
over.
Special. Exactly right.
Good Lord, make it stop. Make it stop. It's got to stop.
It's like we said during transition. And we said this yesterday. If we're going to experiment in the preseason, like on the field, why not experiment in other places?
It's
You're
fine.
Gonna stick me with 5 preseason games and make this as excruciatingly long as you did. I don't mind a little experimentation. I don't mind getting outside the box. That was in an uncomfortable box.
I truncated my propers as well, because I should mention you can download the radio.com app to stream the score on your mobile device and interact with the show on the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. There's watch670thescore.com Facebook Live for Brian Gertz's video feed. On the board today, it is Rick Camp.
Oh! And we hit the post. Cody Park, you wanted to put a little exclamation point on this first half that has been all Bears. But it was post unkind. There is the brain maker, the quarterback who has looked sharp. This has been a very electric preseason game number 5, guys. I'm fired up. Are you fired up?
No.
That's the 35 seconds I listened to. That was it. I heard that last night. I heard that, and then I thought, well, I'm going to switch back. I'm just going to switch back on mute because this isn't for me.
It was post unkind.
Maybe it was for other people. Maybe it got brought in to
we hit
some
the post.
Well, who knows?
That was all game.
I know.
I mean, honestly, that's the least. I didn't mind that.
Okay.
You know what it is. You know what kind of broadcast that is.
There is the Bray Maker.
The Bray Maker?
That was different.
Ow. Ow, my
was Adam
Amin hurts.
Like busy, or
he's
was he not
tied up in a closet?
Yeah, he's got college.
Well, you know, here's the thing. We should have like chained him to a radiator or something at Halas Hall. And
oh my God.
Not let him leave so we could have him again.
I don't see him at his post. He's not here today.
And the missing Ray Diaz formation.
Yes,
just us.
After the offseason, the Ryan Pace just had. Where the fish were jumping into the boat and he was re-signing and bringing in players. He's earned my trust. I believe what he is doing. Philadelphia says trust the process. I say trust the pace.
How? Even Terry Bors threw up. I mean, this is just...
Every dad in America threw up at that one.
Trust, and like, that, like wrote those down. It's like, I'm
trust the pace,
I'm gonna unleash these on people.
My kids hate me for these.
And he did it wrong, too. Wouldn't it be pace us?
That's what he said.
He said pace us.
Right. Pace instead of pace, instead of process.
Pace. I don't know. I'm done.
I don't ask me to speak that.
Linguistic gymnastics to get that thing done.
Oh, boy. A couple things. It was a fun television sports night because you had so much it was going to. And then.
I'm rusty.
You're bad at
with
it?
With the clicker, I'm rusty.
You need a kid.
You know, I don't. I truly don't. But I was a little rusty flipping back and forth. Understanding the commercial breaks and with, you know, two baseball games, the Northwestern game that started fast and then went very slowly in the third quarter. I saw the Rondale Moore run, right? The one where he dead legs a guy and just whips through for a touchdown. Then I flip back over, Hayward gets hurt, Kinsler gets pulled, Montgomery gets pulled rather. Then back to Northwestern to watch them stuff a third and one, right? And then there's the shanked punt. And then I go back to Cody Parking hitting a PAT, right? That was the 35 seconds that we heard there. Mm-hmm. And then Kyle Brandt telling me it was electric. Pride and Joy, Illinois. What I want is picture in picture. Where did that feature go on television? Why did we lose that? Everyone knows that you're not watching commercials anyway.
Right.
Why not bring back picture in picture? I had in high school.
Yeah. I had split screen.
I had the picture, right? And then the picture in picture. And each one had a last button on it. Mm-hmm. So effectively, I could swap between four screens instantly.
I had the same
and
thing.
And then swap the screen that was in the small one for the big one. Where the hell? This was like 99. Where the hell did that go?
Yep. It was a thing. And I miss it because you had the sound screen, the non-sound screen, and either one you could pop, and it was, and you could swap it out immediately.
Right,
you could flip it to the sound
just
screen
right away,
immediately. And no, you can't. But
not everybody can be Daniel and have four screens in the basement. I want my picture in picture.
I'm still, I want to watch that last out of the Cub game again because every time I saw it,
I don't know if we have the time.
I thought, do something, get the ball and get it somewhere. It's like it's not supposed to take that long, right?
No,
and
no,
it's so not. That shows you that when you say like how many errors, even on plays that are made, you can see a defensive struggle. And where Theo yesterday told us that it's a second baseman who can play some first, I see a first baseman playing second. Maybe that's just me. I'm concerned.
Trust the pace, that's
Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Tickets for the Wolves' 25th anniversary season go on sale today at 11 on Ticketmaster.com. Be there for the home opener as the Wolves defend their back-to-back Central Division Championships on October 13th at Allstate Arena. Tommy La Stella's first career pinch hit homer was his first long ball of the season in the Cubs' 5-4 win in Atlanta. The Cubs bullpen.
That was his first career pinch hit homer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a little surprising.
A lot surprising.
Well, I mean, this guy had slugging 300 this year.
But still, a certain distribution of his career home runs for somebody who is a frequent pinch hitter, that's weird.
That is a fun factoid.
The Cubs' bullpen allowed only one hit in 4 2/3. Jason Hayward left with a tight hamstring. Chris Bryant could make his return tonight. The Cubs visit Philly. Lucas Giolito struck out 8 6 1/3, but the White Sox bullpen beaten up by the best team in baseball. It was the Red Sox 9, White Sox 4. Michael Kopech makes his second home start this evening. Football, the Bears blew a 27-3 lead and lost to the Bills 28-27. A 2-3 Bears preseason record cut down day tomorrow. At the college level, Northwestern did not score in the second half, but the Wildcats won their season opener at Purdue 31-27. Go for game day greatness and join 670 The Score and the Dos Equis Street Team tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. at Miller's Ale House in Aurora for a college football watch party. Enjoy cold Dos Equis and watch Michigan battle Notre Dame in South Bend at 6:30. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Phillies. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So Gas Money Bob on Twitter is trolling me. He tagged you, Connor.
I saw that.
He sent the picture. That is the immediate aftermath of the Duke National Basketball Championship that is at the sanctioned university bonfire in the parking lot of Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Look at you.
I poured a beer over my head or somebody poured a beer over my head and it soaked my vintage White Sox. Well, it wasn't vintage at the time. My White Sox hat and sweatshirt. But that was... I needed the pictures to remind me of what happened that night.
Oh, that's a sweatshirt is what that is. Oh, I see. Okay, it's a little blurry. Oh, and there's the beer stain over the most of the... Okay,
uh-huh.
I see what you've got
and
going on
meanwhile,
there.
Meanwhile, my car was parked and running with the keys locked in it.
What?
Yep.
Why?
Because I screwed up. Because I watched the game. I had to watch the games alone. I didn't like watching with people. Because it just bothered me.
Oh, so it goes back a long way, doesn't it?
Correct. Yeah, the misanthropy does go back that far.
Oh, so. There's a long track record of this. Good.
So,
I guess it'd be more alarming if you suddenly changed at age like 30 or something.
No, Duke wins. We're national champions. Yeah, I said we because I was a student at the school at the time. And
plant your flag, man.
Into the car I go with a ripped open 12-pack of Natural Light on my lap. And... like if beers are falling out of it, like literally I'm pulled out of the fridge, run into the car,
sure,
drive to campus. I knew, and we didn't have cell phones there, so you're just gonna run toward the fire, looking for lights. You're like a mosquito.
It's literally what they tell you not to do when there's a fire.
Run toward the giant fire.
Don't go back in for your beer. Don't run toward the flame.
Find your friend. So I park the car and I get out and I slam the door and I realize the engine's running and the keys are in it. And my response was, I got the beer. So I was just like,
well, we're here now.
Yeah, that's what I said. Next morning, I came back, and there it was. You know.
Some cost. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, the Duke public safety officer comes up. He's like, he's going to Slim Jim the thing open. He's like, are you freaking kidding me? He's got this look on his face like, this is the dumbest human being on the face of the earth. And he was right.
And he was also at the bonfire.
Right, probably. Feel free to flaunt your Wisconsin glory there. And your sanctioned cheese curds. Did you see that?
No, we mean sanctioned cheese curds.
There are official, Darren Rovell tweeted it, the cheese curds that are served at Camp Randall.
No
now,
joke.
The white cheddar cheese curds are now stamped, they're official Wisconsin Badgers cheese curds.
Well, I assume they're from Babcock Dairy. That's the only place to get cheese curds when you're in Madison, or, you know, frozen custard for that matter. Babcock Dairy is where it's at.
I always liked Schulzberg was the one in Darlington outside of Platteville that had the best squeaky cheese curds.
They have to squeak.
Got to squeak.
People, you know, the first time you have them, you're like, I don't understand what the squeaking, it's supposed to do that. That's the joy.
When I used to go with the kids, and very often it would be Labor Day weekend, we would drive into Wisconsin for whatever reason and just do an overnight somewhere. We always would stop either Mars Cheese Castle or one of the other places or Wisp Ride, and it was curds and deer sausage.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had to eat it in the car.
Yeah.
No knife, fork.
No.
You just, we would open the sausage mm-hmm. like this and pass it around and take bites out of it.
Like a medieval feast.
Yes, that was the point. Dave in Rockford, you're on the score. What's up?
Yeah, I just had a question. If you guys had any information or insight as to the Bears and Khalil Mack, and if that's a possibility or not.
Have not heard it. Have not heard them connected. And until Khalil Mack's situation is resolved, there will certainly be speculation. But I have not heard anything concrete about any actual Bears interest.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I have read that they'd love to have two first-round picks in exchange for Khalil Mack. And then the team getting Khalil Mack would then, you know, presumably extend and pay Khalil Mack. And to be quite honest with you, I'd be open to giving up those kind of resources for Khalil Mack. I just don't know if the Raiders want the first-round picks the Bears have left. I mean, you've given away a lot of capital here. I don't know if those are the ones that interest him.
It would be fun, and it's intriguing, but it's fun to fantasize, but I would just say that I doubt it. It's not something that has had any actual legs other than rampant speculation. By the way, the bacon's back.
Oh, thank God.
Lots of reports out there saying they have resupplied. That Dawn McLaughlin, she even tweeted something.
True to her word.
Yeah, she said that they were going to resupply, and your opportunities at cooked bacon at Whole Foods at minimal prices by weight we're going to return. So I'm getting there are pictures being sent to me. There are reports from across Chicago that the resupply is on.
You know, we talk about cognitive dissonance a lot on this show and the idea that you can be we are of two minds as human beings. We are two different people. The person we show and the person we actually are. Character is what you do when you're behind closed doors, whatever the hell the saying is. You've got an interesting dichotomy here, Dan. You hate people and have to watch games alone, but are happy to hand out the secret to happiness, which is 9 or 10 slices of bacon for under $2. You befuddle me. You really do.
Coming up, it's going to be Rich Campbell with the latest on the Bears, and maybe I'll have some information on who's been cut. We've got that for you, and if there are any notable names, and there probably will be.
Well, there will be.
As soon as we know, you will know throughout the show today. So keep it here for Rich Campbell next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Hurry into JCPenney for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 to 30 month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 8/23 to 9/12. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop! Hey,
you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family has big plans for Labor Day weekend, but our outfits aren't measuring up.
Then get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's huge Labor Day sale is on now. Get 50% off all jeans, 50% off all dresses, 50% off all tees, and 50% off all sweatshirts and hoodies for the whole family.
50% off all those styles? That's a big deal.
So is this. Styles start at just $6 at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Change of plans. We're spending the weekend at Old Navy.
High fashion. Old Navy. Valid 8/30 to 9/3. Excludes in-store clearance. Active licensed and men's package tees.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks head coach Joel Quenneville.
What's the proper way for us to interpret where Corey is and what he said?
Well, it's encouraging where he's at today. And we feel that, you know, when he gets on the ice again, he'll get a clear indication exactly how close he is to starting.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith, the head coach of the Fighting Illini. I kept thinking a lot about Charles Tillman and his argument to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, Lawrence, I think when you looking at whether a person goes into the Hall of Fame or not, you have to look at what have they brought to our game. Have they brought something unique, a unique talent to the game? And have they done it as well as anyone that's played the game? Think about taking the ball away. Who are some of the all-time greats that take the ball away? Almost to a man, Charles Tillman's name is going to come up in the conversation. No one bought into taking it away the way he did. And every time when he was around the ball, that was his mindset.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. The Score's Lawrence Holmes on the Bulls.
It's been so nice going to Bulls games this year because for the first time in a long time, there's a lot of hope that goes along with these games. And it's fun to be back in the United Center watching what the Bulls can do. This is the place where you can hear all of that excitement go on. You get to hear the growth right here on 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's radio home of the Bulls.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Hurry into JCPenney for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30 month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 823 to 912. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
See participating store for scheduling and details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And there's no game plan, and really that goes on this whole preseason. It's we're so focused on ourselves. We're not worried about who we're playing, and so we're testing our stuff out offensively and defensively and special teams against different people. And so there might be a little bit more for that Chiefs game and that sort of thing, but other than that, we're just seeing where our guys are at and letting them play fast.
Matt Nagy, he was great again after the game yesterday, actually answering questions and providing information. I went back and read the transcript.
Yeah.
It reads even better. I mean, just what he's willing to tell you. What does James Daniels need to work on? Well, he overreached on a block and this. And how hard is it? Just to tell us what's going on and what you see and what it means. It just really shouldn't be a luxury.
Enjoy it now. Enjoy it now.
I know. I am.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
I know how adversity...
Never take your joy away.
Adversity changes people in those situations. Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune covers the Bears. He's on Twitter at @Rich_Campbell. And with us now on Cutdown Day, we got any names? Are you staking out the parking lot? Anybody filing out with all their stuff?
I could give you a bunch of names, but you probably already know them. I don't think there's a lot of intrigue here. Maybe a few bottom-of-the-roster guys. I mean, every year we think about who's the surprise. Well, if we knew, it wouldn't be a surprise. I think it's pretty cut and dried here. Brad Biggs did his projected 53. It's up on ChicagoTribune.com right now. And he and I talked about a few things in that 53, and I'm with him on just about everything. I think the most interesting element to that is that he keeps Aaron Lynch. And I think a big question there is, who would you keep instead? For, you know, a player who's had some production, who has a history with Vic Fangio, who the Bears paid some money to sign, even though he hasn't played at all in the preseason. I don't think they keep anybody over him. So it's fairly cut and dried. And then the other question for me is, what happens with Adam Shaheen? I'm not convinced he doesn't end up on injured reserve, making the 53, then on IR to be eligible to return at some point. But I have a hunch that his is a longer-term injury than short-term.
So we're fine with three quarterbacks?
I mean, what's the alternative is my question. You know, do you keep a fifth running back in Taquan Mizell? Do you keep a seventh receiver in Tanner Gentry? Or do you invest in Mitch? And it goes back to what this offseason has been about, and that's get Mitch help. They think that Tyler Bray, who is the most experienced quarterback in Matt Nagy's system, he's played in it for four-plus seasons now, they feel like that's where the value is, because this guy's going to be inactive on game day regardless of whether it's the fifth running back, the sixth tight end, the seventh receiver. You're talking about an inactive player on Sundays, then go ahead and invest in the quarterback. I don't have a problem with it. It's worth noting that Andy Reid, three of the last 4 years in Kansas City, and obviously Matt Nagy was on the staff, kept Tyler Bray as his third quarterback. And then the year that he didn't, it was because Tyler Bray was injured. So that is a standard that has been established. That's what I expect to happen.
Well, what's the reasoning for it? When that roster spot, if you're talking about the development of Mitchell Trubisky will be somehow enhanced by the presence of Tyler Bray, what does it say about what your coaches are doing or not doing? I mean, you've got Nagy and Helfrich and Dave Ragone. Is it a scout team issue? I mean, I would think that Chase Daniels handling that. I'm not quite sure what the reality is about what it means to have him there and why it's going to make Trubisky better.
I think it has to do with watching video, perhaps in-game stuff that maybe he can drop a nugget or something he saw on him. And obviously a coach like Mark Helfrich has different responsibilities. Nagy, same thing. So it could be anything from in-game to game planning. Maybe they appreciate his voice in terms of brainstorming sessions with trying to figure out what he does well for a game plan. We'll see. And just because he makes or doesn't make the 53-man roster doesn't mean he's gone forever, that he'd be picked up by another team or that the Bears would never bring him back. It will be fluid, and I don't think anyone would be surprised if he doesn't make it, because you don't necessarily need three quarterbacks from a functional standpoint to get through the season. I do think there's something to having a peer as a sounding board and a different set of eyes as opposed to a coach, just to have someone that's in the locker room with you. And we'll see how much Matt Nagy values that by 3 p.m. Saturday.
So, Rich, I was interested to see James Daniels play what was basically a whole game. And I can't remember if it was you who asked the question in the post game to Matt Nagy about James and what he's still looking to see. But, you know, I found it interesting because we saw again that Nagy doesn't necessarily not value preseason snaps, just not enough to play the guys who are going to start. Daniels, though, is going to be a guy who ends up getting a couple of starts this year, even if he's not ascending the way a lot of people thought coming into the draft. Somebody's going to roll an ankle. Somebody's going to have a hamstring fall off. I mean, that's just the way offensive lines work. So I thought it was interesting to see, you know, Nagy appreciate those snaps that can be worthwhile for James Daniels. And I wonder what you think that offensive, or where he can maybe work into that offensive line best, given what we heard Matt Nagy say he wasn't great at.
Yeah, I think it's entirely noteworthy that he played the whole game, and it tells you everything about where they feel like he is in his development. That, you know, with some of these players in the Kansas City game, you know, 20 healthy players, Nagy prioritized health over development in those snaps. Well, he went the other way with James Daniels. And to me, it just made it very clear what we had, or what all the evidence was pointing to, and that was Eric Cush is going to be their starting left guard, and Cody Whitehair is going to be their center until further notice. And Daniels is only 20 years old. I believe he turns 21 very soon. That he still is getting used to leverages, recognizing blitzes, recognizing fronts. You heard what Matt Nagy said last night. And, okay, you know, I'm with you, Dan, that the honesty was appreciated. We noted it on the walk back up to the press box that we never would have gotten that out of Nagy's predecessor. Let's not say his name. And
he who shall not be named.
Yeah, agreed. Now, don't forget also, Daniels had a shoulder injury at the beginning of that. We may never fully know. Those things don't just go away when you're still hitting in pads all the time. So there's possibly something he's working through from a physical standpoint. And for me, they're going to keep him as that swing interior lineman. So as we look to the regular season, if they have injuries or when they have injuries, that they have some flexibility there. We've heard Ryan Pace emphasize how much he values this. They are always, it seems, quick to move players around, and in some cases when a guy gets hurt on the O-line, the conventional thinking is, well, let's make as few changes as possible. Let's just plug in the left guard for the left guard and keep the center. But it's very easy to see, for example, considering the Bears' path, if Cush gets hurt, maybe they slide Whitehair to left guard and Daniels to center if they think he's a better center. Something like that. The Bears have not been reluctant to make multiple changes to compensate for one injury. And so we'll have to see where they continue to practice Daniels and how he continues to develop.
What's the situation regarding Joel Iebuenyiwe? Because first there were some injuries, then we really haven't seen anything from him. And you see how much they play John Timu and apparently value John Timu, who's like the Josh Bellamy of the defense, the guy who won't leave, even though every time I see John Timu, he's struggling to run with somebody or chase somebody down. They must like some of what he does, but is Iebuenyiwe in any danger of getting cut, or is his development kind of off track?
As I look at the roster there, I think Timu, I agree with Biggs in his 53, and that Timu's the toughest cut, and that's because he outplayed Iebuenyiwe this summer. And they're just, I just don't see them cutting a fourth round pick, even though Teemu deserves the spot. He outplayed the other guy. And I thought it was telling in the press conference last night where Matt Nagy, when he was asked about Teemu, said he just went on and on about how great it was that Teemu has got so many reps to put on tape. And the inference I made for that was tape for other teams. That Teemu, they gave him good run. He's an instinctive linebacker, but the numbers don't work out for him, and the draft pedigree doesn't work out for him. Now think about keeping four inside linebackers, which is typical, okay? Roquan Smith, first rounder. Danny Trevathan, high-priced free agent. And then the other two are a pair of fourth-rounders in Yeh Benue and Nick Kwiatkowski. So that's a draft pedigree that really Teemu is working against. I think he showed well. He had a nice interception last night, a real, really terrific diving catch. He's got good instincts. He's a first and second down linebacker. But I think the numbers crunch pushes him to the outside. And maybe if the Bears are looking at it from a positive standpoint, it's that, hey, we're cutting NFL caliber players at this point. I just think he outplayed Iggy, and it's a bit unfair for Teemu.
Hey, Rich, call this just double-checking if you want to, but I'm looking through the Our Lads depth chart just to remind myself where everybody is for the Bears. When they go three
those
are
very
wide,
valuable. I like those.
Oh,
like
they're fantastic. When they go three wide for the first time against Green Bay, who are those three wideouts?
I think it's going to be Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, and Anthony Miller in the slot.
Okay.
Is that what they have on Our Lads?
Yeah, it's. I mean, Miller's there and White's there, kind of interchangeable. They just kind of list the X and Y. They don't really necessarily, or X and Z. They don't really necessarily put a slot in there. So,
You know what's been interesting is that Allen Robinson has lined up in the slot more than I expected he would for the type of body he is. They will motion him to the slot, and he can play from in there. And so they could be a little bit more creative with some of their personnel groupings. I do think that they'll mix it up where if they're in 11 personnel with three receivers, the same three might not be on the field from three play to play.
Right.
So I do think they can mix it up, but if we're talking depth chart, you know, on paper, those are the top three.
Lastly, we got about a minute here, Rich. Ryan Nall got a look at fullback late in the game. Does that mean they would consider keeping him with some versatility over Michael Burton if they want to do some fullback stuff? Or is that a favor to Ryan Nall saying, look, we're gonna let you go, but we're going to let you put this on tape for other teams to see how versatile you can be?
No, I think it's the former, and because I don't think Nall played all that well at fullback last night, and so they wouldn't be doing it as a showcase. I think they were genuinely evaluating him and whether he could handle some of that. He surprised me a little bit with his speed, and I, you know, talked to someone in the organization going into camp that identified Nall as one of two undrafted players they really, really thought had a chance to make the 53. The other was Kevin Tolliver, the cornerback. And so I wouldn't at all be surprised if Nall is on the team come Saturday.
Rich, thanks.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. That is Rich Campbell. And you know what we have to do? We have to give out a Ken Mastroli Award.
That we do. Yeah.
We have to decide.
Our fifth Ken Mastroli.
This is it. We had five Mastrolis to give out this year. So we're going to do that. And we're going to figure out what was all that. What was the last
6 weeks of summer? All of that Bourbonnais, all five games, all of that Mitch not playing football.
Yeah, let's reset this and figure out where we are here. Okay, we'll do that next. Bernstein and McKnight talking Bears on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the award-winning Hyundai lineup of cars and SUVs.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith, the head coach of the Fighting Illini. What's your pitch to a fan base that is desperate for a football winner? Like the Illini fans that I talk to on The Score, they want this team to win at football so badly. How do you convince them to hang on through this process?
You have to have a commitment to build a winner.
And as you look at our University of Illinois program, I know there has been a commitment to me. People like Chris and Dale Smith and so many others that with their financial support say, hey, I believe we're heading in the right direction. When you have an athletic director like Josh with vision, you just have to stay the course. Things don't happen overnight.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
That doesn't sound good.
Hurry into JCPenney for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 to 30 month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 823 to 912. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family has big plans for Labor Day weekend, but our outfits aren't measuring up.
Then get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's huge Labor Day sale is on now. Get 50% off all jeans, 50% off all dresses, 50% off all...